Greetings in Jesus' name on the 6th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently in the 40s outside. It's going to be a partly cloudy day, and temperatures may be going all the way up into the 70s today, and we look forward to that. It's felt like winter around here for a few days, and then, of course, a few days in the 70s, and then back to winter. That's the way it is here in Maine in the springtime. Things come and go, and what a blessing that is. We're currently in Bible conference time with Brother Max Alderman from Statesboro, Georgia. And what a wonderful day we had on yesterday. And we were studying the book of Ephesians and laying the groundwork. And we're looking forward to a powerful week this week of studying through the book of Ephesians, asking God to do an eternal work in our lives. We're also packed yesterday with people everywhere. And Sunday school attendance was full, and the night service was full, and the choir was full, and had the joy again of leading the choir. My boy is on vacation this week. He got his times mixed up because I changed the revival time, so he's on vacation, and I'm glad for him being on vacation. So I'm leading the choir and the services, and everything is a great blessing and a great encouragement. Thank you for praying for us that God would continue to meet the needs that we're facing. My dad is still fighting for his life. I'll be there this morning to check on him and to sit with him and all that is involved there. And of course, the meeting tonight. And you know, the ministry goes on for Christ. Even during these times of great disillusionment, the ministry goes on, and God is pressing. He's always advancing, even in the discouraging times of our life. And so we're trusting Him. I want us to notice several scriptures today about fear. Fear has the power to weaken us like few other forces. And it's no wonder the scripture says over and over again to fear not. Notice in your Bible, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And here God tells His people to fear not. And He's got a lot of reasons why. He says, I'm with you. He says, I will not fail you, and I will not forsake you. That's a great reason to not fear. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse number 8, and the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And God tells us all through His word to fear not. Fear is crippling. Fear, it causes us to not do what the God of heaven is prompting us to do. And we must ask God to help us with this and obey the word of God when He says to us, fear not. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. And in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse number 16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. God is promising His people that there is a band of people that's with us. There's sometimes a group that cannot even be seen. There is a company of angels that we're entertaining even unawares that are with us, that are protecting us, that are there alongside of us. And we need not fear. And in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse number 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Our God is a God that is holding our right hand. And He's telling us, do not fear, I am going to help you. I pray today that these great truths out of the Bible on fear and how it cripples us will help each of us, starting with the radio preacher, going all the way to the last person that will ever listen to this broadcast. I'm praying that it will help us to overcome this awful, crippling truth of fearing, where God says over and over again, fear not. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.